This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Our coochie board.
Who the hell are you?
I say the deep ball, man.
Duval.
I can get into that end zone.
I want to keep that private.
Excuse me.
Working construction, ripping six.
Well, I'll get it in.
Go, Chargers. Go.
Okay, like we apologize. Eat their hater tots.
It's time for the club, baby. On 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Let's go,
Bird! Ooh-wee.
I'm talking to America here.
Okay, we have some audio for you guys out there.
Okay.
Do you guys like audio out there?
I would hope so. I mean, it is radio.
Yeah, so we got a Bella listener who doesn't understand what's happening.
Well,
how long have we been on? When did we flip?
A couple weeks ago. Been like, what, 3 weeks? 3-4 weeks? Something like that?
Something like that.
Been a while.
I want to say like middle of July, and now we're in the middle of August, so maybe a full month.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of confusing, you know, when you tune into something for
Is
years.
It a month later?
Well, you know. Maybe she doesn't listen every day. It's just
that's
you know,
fair.
I have people sometimes that will do that. Like, and sometimes people will text and be like, hey, what happened to so-and-so? And you're like, dude, that's been like 3 years. And they're like, oh.
Yeah, I had... He's probably listening right now. So
by the way, Pete Alonso just hit another
one. 254. He's probably listening right now, so I'll tread lightly. But we have a P1 who's a friend of mine who was having real problems understanding the station the other day. And I just like, dude, it is not that hard.
No, it shouldn't be.
But he's like, wait, well, what? Why do they call it that? What's the, who's on the,
who's like, on just, first? What's that?
Dude, you're a P1. You haven't figured this out by now?
Yeah, it's a little weird.
It's really not that hard.
It really should be. It's not.
So I chastised him. Anyway.
But you're treading lightly, even though he's listening right now and he knows that you're
Well,
I
said that very thing to him on text. I'm like, dude, you're having a really hard time here. And then I ignored him.
Put you on, let's leave you on red.
Well, it's like...
It's not that hard, and you make the switch, and... You know,
well, I know, and you send me a question like, why did they call the show that? I don't, why are you asking me that? I don't know. Why is that guy on the, I don't know, because he's cheap. I don't know.
Wow.
What? He was talking about me.
Oh. Thank God.
Anyway, Bella used to be on 105.1.
No more.
And was that like adult contemporary?
I think it was like, yeah, female. I think it was, it was female driven, you know, adult contemporary music, yeah. Pop, whatever.
Pop crap.
Yeah, you got your Katy Perry's, you know, your Teeth Swizzles, you know.
Yeah. So we finally have a piece of audio we're going to play for you from a Bella listener.
Yeah, we figured that first morning that they switched over, and because Dirt and Sprague were would be the first ones. We made the switch at like, what, 6 in the morning?
Oh, no, oh, no.
I assumed that there were some ladies turning into a...
Yeah.
That were turning on for their commute and being like, yeah.
What the hell?
What is Colorado Rockies? There was probably some confusion there, because I've had that where you're like, hey, do I have the right channel? Sometimes, you know, you turn on like an ESPN station, you're like... You're like, oh, the football game is supposed to be on ESPN 2, and it's not there, even though the title says it's there. And now you got to go find the damn thing, and you're confused, and you're like, what's happening? Who's winning? It can be challenging.
So I haven't heard this.
I will preface this by saying this is someone who sounds like they want to have a conversation. They would like a call back. I've leaped their name and number for anonymity.
Okay.
And the right when the thing is about to get good, this person's cell phone cuts out. So it is not an audio. It's not an audio misedit. I guess this person did call back, but the goods are right here.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Hi. My name is... I'm calling regarding programming. It seems like it has changed. My number's... I would love to just ask a couple questions because I don't like what I...
Oh, that's it!
That's it!
That's the whole thing?
That's it. I don't like what I... And then her phone drops out. It's the universe telling her you're fine.
Man.
It so seems close. Like it's changed. You think?
You think? I'll tell you what. I don't like what I hear.
Expired.
Yeah, we haven't liked what we've heard for 20 years.
I don't like
Doesn't stop us from coming in and doing it.
By the way, over under, age of said caller, 68 and a half.
Over.
I like the pause before. It seems like the programming has
changed.
And quite frankly.
And I don't like what I... Snipered. Coolie snipered her.
Oh, that's good times.
I'd like to hear what she has to say about our show.
I kind of would, too.
And other shows.
I want to know if the little general called her back.
Do you think the little general does call her back?
I hope so.
We suggested letting her ask questions in the club to you guys about the programming.
I would tell
dude,
you right
that'd
now,
be great.
If that lady wanted to come on our like right now, I would 100% we should call her back and let her come on and have a conversation with us.
Yeah. Maybe Cooley can call her back and see if she wants to come on.
I would love to
That'd
have
be fun.
The Gertrude there on the
well,
club.
I really enjoy the show.
And that does, yes, that sounds like one of my neighbors.
Thank you, bye.
100%.
Thank you, bye.
That might be one of mine who has no idea who I am other than that a-hole.
Well... Like I said, I'm surprised we don't have a flurry of those, but apparently Bella wasn't really moving the needle, which is why maybe why we're on it.
Either that or no one can figure out how to call. If you ask me right now to call to complain about a show, like I wanted to call and complain about Danny or Sprague or Dirt, and you told me I couldn't call Cooley directly or Dusty.
You know how I get a lot of numbers?
Who would I call?
Well, how I get a lot of numbers in that regard is I go to Google Maps and I just search it, and then the address, phone number, and all the pertinent information pops up.
Like the phone number for the building will eventually get you there?
Yeah, like even if I don't know who owns the station, you know?
Yeah. We do. I'm calling. We have a number. I'm calling it to see what I get. Like, when's the last time you called the radio station? See what it says.
I work here. Why would I call them?
I don't know my party's extension. Yeah.
See if you can get me. I think mine... Well, I don't want to say it.
No.
Here, I'll write it down.
Why would you still have an extension?
I don't know.
Oh, there you go. You can either press to get a directory, or you can hit a button to get... You can leave a message.
We have a general six, or we have seven stations here.
You call it.
General voicemail.
It says you've reached Odyssey Portland to look up the directory, you know, by name or whatever, or to leave a message. So all right. I'm sure she just called. And but would you know, like, if you were listening to Bella, would you know to look up Odyssey?
No, I think that's the hard part, is that people don't know who owns what station.
Yeah.
So you'd have to look up. Yeah, we make you jump through a lot of hoops to get your complaints in. You got to look up who owns it. Then you got to look up their number. You got to leave a voicemail.
Well, Gertrude was committed.
She was. I like that.
Well, I if we have her number, you should talk to Cooley, see if we can get that, and I would love to have her on the program for a nice Q&A.
I tell you what, though.
I would give anything to hear her critique of the programming that... Can we hear that one more time?
Hi, my name is... I'm calling regarding programming. It seems like it has changed. My number's... I would love to just ask a couple questions because I don't like what I...
You're really telling me her phone cut out?
Oh, I listened to the original that was in the Cooley inbox, and it just cuts off right there.
We need
And then she called back.
We need this woman on the...
Can I give her some credit, though?
Yeah.
I would like to give Maud credit.
Yeah.
I think she gave us a shot.
Yeah.
She's like, it seems like it changed. Like, I've been listening for about a month, and there's a bunch of dip-esses on
but
there.
If you could just explain it to me, we might be okay.
Yeah,
here.
Like, what is this?
I think she kept wondering, like, where, like, eventually we were going to get to music.
Yeah, I do, kind of.
Like, she's like, well, it's obviously a show, and I just keep missing it in between, you know, hits.
Yeah, and maybe so, because she's not listening every minute.
And if I just stick around long enough, the music will come back.
Let's hate, man.
She tunes into like Freddie Coleman overnight. She's like, how is there another show on? Well, I'm very happy that she called in. Hey, whoever you are out there,
well, she just had questions.
Yeah.
You know,
she
seemed reasonable.
She'd like to ask some, and she's confused. And...
Okay. So, more audio is next. It is being presented as fun and cheeky and cute.
But you don't like it.
I don't like it. And we will play it for you next on Club Fan Sports.
I would love to just ask a couple questions because I don't like what I...
Hi. Sorry, we were talking Mets.
Apparently all the Mets needed to break out of their horrific 12-game slump is to play the Braves.
A text from Brandon Sprague.
Yes. I would also like to point out that Brandon Sprague texted me in the fourth inning after the Mets blew a 5-1 lead. To make it 5-5, it is now 12-5, and I have not heard a peep from Brandon Sprague.
13-5.
And it is now 13-5.
God. So. Who's this gas can in there for the Braves?
As I stated earlier, be careful sending meaningless taunting texts in the fourth inning when you're one of the worst teams in baseball.
So, I got some more audio for you here. I saw this on the Today Show.
When's the last time you watched the Today Show?
The answer to that is today.
You were not watching.
This is from today.
I understand, but you weren't watching.
I was. That's where I saw it.
This didn't find you on internet? You're sitting in front of your television watching today?
This is from the Today Show.
You are 1,000 years old.
Is that after your Golf Channel morning warm-up?
No, I didn't watch Golf Channel today. Mm. Better watch it tonight, huh?
Better.
Better get caught up.
You don't want to miss anything.
Well, you know.
Lee Westwood talk.
The Today Show. Nah, he's on Live. They don't talk about him. The Today Show gave a sweet potato poon.
That was, yeah.
So it's like a sweet potato pie, except without the crust.
Why is it called sweet potato poon?
Because that's what my mother told us it was.
And mommy says that's what it's called. And so that's what it's called.
So who is on...
Little cringy.
Who's on that anymore? Is that still old Guthrie? Is she still on there? Savannah?
I don't think so. She wasn't on there today. I know What's-His-Nut... Al Roker's still on there.
Old What's-His-Nuts.
Yeah, he's still doing
Savannah Guthrie, Craig Melvin, Al Roker, Carson Daly, and Jenna Bush Hager.
I have no idea who Craig Melvin is. And Carson Daly's on there?
Craig Melvin got here this year.
Yeah, Craig Melvin, you'd recognize him if you saw him, I think.
Okay.
And Carson Daly does the entertainment news.
I had no idea. Oh, yeah, I know that. I know Craig Melvin. I had no idea Carson Daly was on there.
And then, he's kind of bloated now, but...
Yeah.
And then Jen Bush, what's her hyphen?
Hager's her last
Hager,
name.
Hager, yeah. She's on there. That's George Bush's daughter.
Is that one of the two Bush twins?
Yes.
I believe so.
Yeah. Okay. She's on there. She does little bits on there. She's got her bits.
Out there doing bits.
So this played, and I thought, I need to take that to the show for a ruling.
Okay.
this is going to be presented as, oh, so cute, oh. I think this is obnoxious.
All right.
Take a look at this. This miniature horse sharing her musical talents to help wake kids up from anesthesia at Shriners for Children Medical Center.
Dude!
This is super cute, a miniature horse, although it does feel like sort of an abrasive way to wake up for exactly. anesthesia.
But, yeah. but it's going to be doing a concert on the plaza next week, so come see a miniature horse.
Dude, you're waking up from anesthesia, and oh, by the way, you're a kid?
Well,
and you get that?
Can I ask? I got questions. First off.
Wait, let me describe that.
Yeah, I'm seeing
so
the
lady is holding a keyboard,
yeah.
and the little... This little kid,
Sebastian Pony is in there.
Yeah, the little pony is in there, but the kid's waking up from anesthesia, which if anybody's ever woken up from anesthesia,
yeah.
it's a little squirrely, yeah. a little weird. Yeah. It's hard to get oriented.
You don't really know what's
and
going on.
And the little horsey takes his little horsey nose and just pounds the keyboard for 15 seconds.
You know what would be nice is just a little horsey nuzzle. What would be wrong with bringing the horse in and just like,
right.
oh, there's a little horse nose. You need to have that concert?
Yeah.
First off, let me just state for the record, I love all mini animals. They're incredible. Mini donkeys, mini zebras, the mini horse. I'm all about it. Mini pigs. So, first off, mini horse, awesome. Cute as the Dickens. Am I told that a mini horse is going to wake me up? Or am I surprised by a mini horse being at my bedside?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Great question.
It doesn't say.
Because I think I've had 13 surgeries. So, I've had a lot of surgeries.
Wouldn't this flip you out? You're not even a kid.
This is what I'm saying. If I wake up from a surgery in a bit of a haze.
Yes.
And I look over there and I see a mini horse playing a piano.
Yeah, right.
I'll tell you what, you're liable that, like, I'm like, what did you give me?
Nothing's not playing Mozart. It's not like, right. it's not like dulcet tones. It's like, it's bah, bah,
yes,
bah.
It's
like,
banging.
It's horrible.
In your ears.
Dude, I'm sorry.
I think that's a little cruel.
I kind of like Buck. Can I cuddle the mini horse?
Yeah, like, I don't even mind if the horse
this
is there.
This miniature horse sharing her musical talents to help wake kids up from anesthesia at Shriners for Children Medical Center.
God!
Horse got some mane just flying around. Wait for the grand finale.
It's like when Billy... like when.
He did have a little grand finale in there.
It's like when Billy like plays the piano with his butt in concert.
He jumps around on it. God.
Dude,
that's rough.
I'm sorry, that's rough. Now, this is at a children's hospital.
Yes.
Can I make this request, like at Good Sam? Can I be like, I'm going in for surgery tomorrow. By the way, just an idea. Wake me up, mini horse.
Like, I mean, if... If you put me in a room and said, hey, Rob, we need your ideas. What are the 5 worst ways to wake up a kid from anesthesia?
Yeah.
I'd say, I know. Let's bring in a mini horse and have it pound a keyboard.
It does seem a little... It's a little harsh.
Imagine the staff doesn't love this. Like, we're trying to treat children here, and I got to deal with a farm animal
right,
now?
Right.
I don't, also,
taking a dump?
Who's handling the horse while I'm trying to administer, like, sanitary IVs and things like that?
Look... I understand that there's some problems here, but I like where we're going with this. Can we get...
Maybe if it played a lighter, nicer piano?
That's kind of what I was wondering. You know, it just... I don't know. Like, doesn't have to play the piano? Can we just... I like Buck's idea if you just wake up and there's a horse there. Maybe doing some gentle licking.
I mean, even a little puppy cuddle would be fine.
A nuzzle. What about a monkey? Can we get a monkey in there doing something? I like where we're going with the idea of animals. Waking kids up. But I'm not certain that coming out of anesthesia where you're groggy, I'm not certain that that is the sound that you want to wake up.
Imagine trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, that's
you open your eyes, you hear that, and you're like, what the hell? And you look over there and it's a mini horse?
That's what I said. There has to be a conversation. You can't surprise mini horse. You can't. That has to be a
Well, you can surprise mini horse. You can't surprise mini horse banging keyboard for 25 seconds.
Imagine uptight parent of the sick kid coming in to see their child out of surgery, and you see that not
can
expecting
we,
it.
Can we isolate the mini? Because I feel like maybe the piano playing, I feel like we could do something with this. I need one more.
Do you want the whole thing? Do you have the piano separate?
But I can get it.
We probably should.
Yeah, give it to me because I want to hear how long. I need to... I feel like there's something here with the piano. Give it to me one. You know.
Was that it?
No, that wasn't it.
Hold on 1 second.
Hold on.
Thanks, Andy.
I like Andy.
Dude, the finale's pretty solid.
Andy's great.
I've kind of come around to it. It kind of slaps a little bit. You know?
It's like Flight of the Bumblebee.
Yeah.
It's like, might as well put a drill in my ear.
Well, and I'm looking at the gal in bed, and I don't think she has any idea what's going on. She's stoned to bejesus out of her mind, and she's just kind of...
She liking it?
I don't know. There's a weird... I don't think she's aware of
what's
happening.
She's just glazed over. She doesn't know if she likes it.
Well, think about like...
maybe that's the bit then.
Yeah, you don't
It's just like they don't eat it. It's so early in the waking up from anesthesia process, they can't even register.
Have you ever had surgery?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is a weird thing because the last thing you remember is count to 10, and then like you wake up and hours have gone by, and you're like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's wonky there at first.
Yeah,
like
you gotta take, you know, now I got a GD mini horse.
Pounding a piano.
I kind of like where the horse is going, though. The horse knows its job.
Okay.
By the way, now I'm just watching mini horse videos on YouTube, and they're just the best. Tell me that a mini horse doesn't just make you smile. They're fantastic.
El Travador.
I have El Travador news coming up next.
I'm now watching a mini goat, and he's got a king cobra on his back. Meanwhile, there's an Indian man who is... trying to put the king cobra in a PVC pipe while rescuing his goat. And the level of which certain people handle, like when you're in snake country, it blows my mind with how nonchalant they are.
Yeah.
Here's a dude. It looks like
in India.
Yeah, this is India or in the Middle East somewhere, right? And there's a little baby goat, and wrapped around the goat's leg, and then the snake, look, it's on the goat's back. And the dude just takes a PVC pipe very casually and stuffs the snake in it and then removes the snake from the goat's leg.
Oh yeah, look at that. That's pretty pretty heroic.
That's like the most dangerous animal on the planet.
And well, he got the head.
And my dude's like, well, here it's Tuesday in Pakistan. Might as well deal with this. Blows my mind.
I feel like if you grow up in India,
you
handle snakes.
Yeah. Maybe that can be the next child. You just wake up and there's a snake hovering above you. Yeah, doing that snake hiss thing. Maybe that dude playing the little snake charmer. I'll wake your ass up.
All right, El Travador news is next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, once again, the Kelce brothers are infiltrating our lives in every way possible.
Yeah, talk about the vest.
Yeah, I was looking at the photos of the... Yeah. So Travis... Okay, so two things happened. One, Travis and Jason have a podcast, and they had Tay-Tay on there to announce something. I don't know.
She's got a new album,
New album.
She announced the release of her new album.
Yeah. So there's that. And then... He did a big GQ photo shoot.
Yes. We got to see eye on chest hair, Travis Kelce style.
Yeah. And some of the... Look.
Hey, this is art and this is fashion, so you be careful.
Is it possible to do a GQ photo shoot and not look absurd if you are not Brad Pitt?
Yeah, because I would like to point out, Brad Pitt, who
his
I
is
love,
awesome.
Like his photo shoot.
Yeah, and he did one recently.
Yeah, my gal showed it to me.
It's
and,
amazing.
And trust me.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Like we all felt a little something. Yeah. When
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like if you're Brad Pitt, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But they try to, anybody who does a GQ photo shoot, they try to corkscrew in as Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
And it just does not work, man.
No. That And so this was the thing. So my gal's like, hey, did you see the Brad Pitt GQ shoot? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, oh my God, you should get that. And I had to explain to her this very thing. No, honey. Brad Pitt looks like that wearing that. When I would wear that, I would just look like a dumbass trying to look like Brad Pitt. So you're right in that the better looking you are, the more absurd you can be. Travis Kelce wore a reflective construction vest, shirtless, and then went and stood in the ocean. It's
someone says he looks like a sexy crossing guard for dolphins.
Yes. Yes. It's and look, I got nothing
against ridiculous.
I got nothing against Travis Kelce.
Why would you ever be wearing that there?
Every photo I've seen from this GQ photo shoot is the dumbest photo you could take.
There's one where he's holding an alligator.
Yeah.
As like kind of a machine gun
yep.
type of thing.
And he's got a like a beaver hat on and he's shirtless. And then he's got another one where he's in the woods and he's wearing a leather duster, shirtless.
And he looks very emo.
He's got another one where he's in a wife beater and he's holding a snake with camo pants on for some reason. I don't know.
How about the one where he has no shirt, but he's got a leather jacket with tassels?
That's the duster.
Yeah. I mean, what?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I don't.
If you're Travis Kelce, can you say, hey, look, I'm not. I think Brad Pitt comes into the GQ photo shoot and he has some creative control.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce probably does not because he's just like, oh, you're GQ. I'll just do whatever.
Yeah.
Can he say, look, I'm not doing this.
Or is it possible that Travis Kelce wanted to wear waders and hold an alligator in the middle of a swamp?
Well, how about the one where he's on that like water projectile thing, standing on a platform, wearing a vest, boxers, and Jordans?
Yeah, I don't know. Can we also talk about that he's not in like the best shape? It's just, it's weird. The whole thing is weird. I don't know, man. You're Travis Kelce. You can do what you want. It's high fashion. None of us are going to be in GQ. None of us are married to Taylor Swift. None of us are Hall of Fame tight end. So,
but here's what I would. But this is my point, though. He's not either. Okay, so that's the thing. Just because he's Brad Pitt is.
Yeah.
Just because Travis Kelce is a great football player and is dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Does not make him GQ material, right? If you and I imagine how awkward a GQ photo shoot would be. with you and I.
If someone said, Suk, I got an idea. Shirtless, construction reflecting vest, you in the ocean waist deep. What do you think?
Guess what? It's equally awkward even when you're the great Travis Kelce.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, there's just... If you're a model, you can pull it off because you're trained to pull that off and you look great.
I wonder if he thought he... Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I bet you he hates him. Like, if I hope he hates him. Because if he likes that, I'm taking him down a couple pegs.
I feel like the photographer and the people at GQ told him this was cool, and he's like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, exactly.
I would love to know how much that fur hat he's wearing costs. Because I'm going to say minimum, like, $5,000. Everything in that photo probably costs more than my car. And that's the other part about... The more ridiculous something is in GQ, because they'll tell you on the little thing like who makes the shirt and stuff, that stuff is so very expensive. You pay a lot of money to look whatever he's... I don't know what that looks like.
Well, the other thing is, I think they're kind of
painting... Bits?
Well, they're kind of painting him as a Neanderthal.
Is that the,
you know, yeah, like it's like, if you
he's
look
a at man's man,
every single photo. Well, no,
he's
like,
out of the swamp. And
yes,
he's like he's rough and tumble.
He's
kind
a
of.
Rube. That's basically what they're saying. Brad Pitt. If you look at his, like, now that's a man's man. Like, look at some of those photos. They're
It is very manly.
It's man, yeah. But
he's
this,
like a lighthouse keeper, and it works.
It's almost like they're clowning him. They're like, dude, watch what we're gonna put Travis in. He'll have no idea. He'll think it's great. It'll make him look like an idiot. And he's like, yeah, it's great. Look at this. Got the snake.
He does? Yeah. And he's on a fan boat. This is clearly like in some sort of Louisiana swamp.
It's just absurd.
Well, I mean, I think this is just like part of high fashion, right? Like,
again, that's great if you have a model or Brad Pitt.
I guess a Hollywood mega stylist named Law Roach said that Travis Kelce's viral GQ cover was an FU to the critics.
Oh. So,
what does that mean?
I don't know.
Who is. Wait, what? Who's critical of him? Besides me.
I don't know.
The guys that don't want to wear those fur pants he's wearing, by the way. He's got some wide leg bell bottom fur pants. In case you were wondering, those are $3,900.
What? $4,000?
Yeah, so these pants right here, those... How would you describe those, other than it looks like you're wearing, like, a grizzly bear pants?
Yeah, it looks like you're wearing a grizzly bear suit.
Yeah, yeah, that grizzly bear suit, just the pants of that suit alone are $4,000.
So
hey, but the boots are very sensible. Those are L.L. Bean.
That's a big deal. Thank you very much.
Boy, high fashion, of all the things that I don't understand in the world, and believe me, there is a million of them, I think I would have a better chance of understanding, like, Neil deGrasse Tyson sitting down and explaining to me how the universe works is going to be so far above anything that I can comprehend, and yet I think I would have a better understanding of that than I would of... Who's the designer that told him that this is an FU to the critics?
Law Roach, Hollywood megastylist.
Yeah, I would think I would have an easier time understanding the workings of the universe and, like, applied physics than I would the Roach guy explaining to me how...
His name is Law Roach.
Law. Him explaining to me how grizzly bear pants are an FU to the critics. What?
Quote from the GQ story, Roach's styling adds a swaggering and, shall we say, seductive dimension to Kelce's story that has not gone unnoticed on social media.
Now, Law...
He certainly is seductive.
Law is interesting.
Yeah?
Yeah. If you Google image him...
I got a good idea of what he's...
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
You ever seen The Big Lebowski?
Yeah.
Yeah, I picture Knox Harrington, the video artist. The video artist. That's...
Think Milli Vanilli.
Okay. That sounds about right. I'm also trying to figure out what that hat, his beaver grizzly bear hat.
I'm trying to find it, too. I believe it's made by a company called Etro, but I can't figure out exactly how much it's worth.
I'm working on it right now. I need it, because the more ridiculous something is... In a photo, you know the more expensive it's going to be.
Yeah, and I think this texter is right. I think Jason's given him massive quantities of crap over that photo shoot.
Oh, yes.
You know he is.
Yes. I had someone once explain to me, it was a gal, that said, because they were talking about the Kelce brothers, because Travis is viewed as the handsome and suave and, you know, one and whatever, and Jason's kind of the rough and tumble. Someone once explained it to me as, you slept with Jason, or you slept with Travis Kelce in your 20s and regretted it, and you married Jason. That's like that. Like when you're young, the Travis Kelce is the one that you try to sleep with because whatever, you're young and dumb. But by the time you're 30, you know that you want to marry Jason.
So
Kelce.
Jason's the more polished.
Yes.
Although I think Tay Tay's getting Travis nice and cleaned up here. She's the best thing that ever happened to him.
Yeah, not certain.
She's all clean cut now.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see about that. Make America great again. Let's start punching kids in the face. I'm trying to find that. That hat has to be somewhere.
Yeah, it's got
to
be.
We shall wrap it up next on The Fan. Oh, hey, what's up? It's Rob sticking around for The Nation. Let's get you guys some windows from Window Nation. Right now, they have 50% off all window styles for the month of August, which is great. The reason you want to choose Window Nation, they have over 45,000 five-star reviews. They have a 96% customer satisfaction rating. They've installed over 3 million windows across the country. They can be installed in a day or less. And their windows are built here in Portland as they partner with Milgard using high-quality materials with a precision fit and made for our climate. So no other reason to go anywhere else. Get 50% off all window styles right now at Window Nation. Put zero down, make zero payments, and pay zero interest for 2 years. And if you replace all of your windows, they'll give you a pair of Portland Thorns tickets. Don't miss out. This is Window Nation's most popular deal. Schedule a fast free estimate meow at 866-90-NATION or windownation.com/PortlandThorns. 866-90-NATION or windownation.com/PortlandThorns. License number OR249065.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
because if they get a bad back, they die.
All right, gotta go. You hear that music. Walk of Life by Dire Straits. Finally some music on this damn radio station.
Maybe that one lady will,
you know what I'm saying,
be happy that we were playing this.
It's amazing that I don't hear any applause for that.
I would love to just ask a couple questions because I don't like what I...
No one does.
That is the strangest drop on the board
that we have. And that's saying something.
Because it cuts off, and most people that will hear it after today's show will have no idea why.
No.
They'll be like, why are they playing a drop that cuts off?
Who's that?
Wake up! Welcome back!
Wake up, kids.
Surgery didn't go so well.
Hey, if surgery's not going to go well, at least you got a mini horse.
What?
That's a good question. Right there.
We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.